Paul McMahon's with me, the captain of Cambridgeshire County Cricket Club and Peterborough Town. Paul, how did you react to this news when you heard?
It's just incredibly sad. It's really mind-numbing. When I first heard about the injury 2 days ago, you obviously think it's one of the head injuries that does happen from time to time, but thankfully they generally tend not to be so serious. When I heard this morning, it's just so incredibly sad. It's very difficult to get your head around that someone so young in the prime of their life has just been cut down like that.
And by all accounts, an extremely popular player and a player with a huge amount of potential.
Yeah, as you say, he's 25 years old. He'd played 26 times for Australia already, and he was on the verge of getting back into their team. And you don't hear a person with a bad word to say about him. He seems to have been one of the really popular guys. He wasn't someone that I knew personally, but I know several people who do. And like everyone else in the world of cricket, they're just absolutely numb at the moment.
I mean, thank goodness he was wearing a helmet. Otherwise, one suspects that the injury would have been, you know, even more violent and probably would have died back on Tuesday when he was actually hit by the ball. Do you wear helmets at the level of cricket that you play, Paul?
Well, I think the ball actually probably struck him below the helmet. I think it was actually a neck injury in the end, so it's probably the one vulnerable area that a standard cricket helmet doesn't manage to protect someone. Helmets have been in widespread use now. They're compulsory in junior cricket, and they've been in widespread use for the best part of a couple of decades. But unfortunately, it is a reminder that no activity involving a hard ball is ever completely 100% safe. Thankfully, injuries and tragedies such as this are extremely rare, but it is a reminder of how fragile life is.
Do you think that the design of the helmets should be changed so that this kind of sensitive area of the head is covered?
It's a difficult one because from seeing some of the information put out there by helmet manufacturers over the last couple of days, they have been aware that the area of the base of the neck is one that is almost impossible to cover whilst enabling the batsman to move his head freely. So they have been aware that it's a vulnerability, but not one that they've been able to provide an adequate protection for. I'm sure there'll be plenty of work looking into it in the aftermath of this, and that's quite right. But for the moment, I mean, I couldn't really speculate.
It is a rare thing to happen, isn't it, in cricket? You think of cricket as a very safe sport.
Yeah, well, it is very rare, and thankfully so. And I was just reading that the actual injury that caused his death was one that's only ever been seen once before in Australia. I think the surgeon reported he'd seen that particular type of neck injury 100 times, only once caused through cricket. So it's very, very rare, and that makes it all the more shocking when it does happen.